This is Adnan Kamar, that's ADNAN, space QAMAR, dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad. Date of service is 3/25/2013. Patient name is Linda Evans, that's L-I-N-D-A, space E-V-A-N-S. Date of birth is September 11, 1956. Primary care physician is Tracy Threat, that's T-R-A-C-Y, space T-H-R-E-A-T. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation of October 20, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Evans in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she's a very pleasant 55-year-old African-American lady with past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, Graves' disease, and obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP therapy. She is in our cardiology clinic today as a follow-up for recent diagnostic tests. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she is complaining of shortness of breath upon moderate exertion. She denies having any chest pain. She has a history of COPD. She denies having any dizziness, syncope, or presyncopal attacks. She denies any leg pain upon walking or any lower limb edema. She stated that she is compliant with all her medications and she follows with her primary care physician regularly. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, thyroid disease, obstructive sleep apnea on home, CPAP therapy, COPD. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for a motor vehicle accident in 2001. Next paragraph, social history. She admits smoking half a pack per day. She has been smoking for 40 years. She stated that it is difficult for her to stop smoking. She denies any alcohol or illicit drug use. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is allergic to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is insignificant. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include lisinopril, 40 mg oral tablet, one tablet once a day. Procardia, 90 mg oral tablet, one extended release tablet once a day. Lidocaine hydrochloride, topical 5% topical ointment. Simvastatin, 40 mg oral tablet, one tablet once a day. Xanax, 1 mg oral tablet, one tablet as needed. Gabapentin, 300 mg oral capsule, one capsule three times a day. Isosorbide mononitrate, 20 mg oral tablet, one tablet three times a day. Lasix, 40 mg oral tablet, one tablet two times a day. Chlipizide, 10 mg oral tablet, one tablet once a day. Hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 25 mg oral tablet, one tablet two times a day. Ranitidine hydrochloride, 150 mg oral capsule, one capsule two times a day. Flexeril, 10 mg oral tablet, one tablet as needed. Vicodin, 7.5 mg oral tablet, one tablet three times a day. Zalantan, 0.005% ophthalmic solution. Atenolol, 25 mg oral tablet, one tablet once a day. Voltaren, 72 mg, one tablet two times a day. Paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 125 over 72. Her pulse is 116. She weighs 266 pounds and her height is 5 feet 6 inches. Please copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Diagnostic investigations. Number one, echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on October 20, 2012 shows the following findings. There is moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. The overall left ventricular systolic function is normal with an ejection fraction between 65 to 70%. There is mild mitral regurgitation and mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. The right ventricular systolic pressure is 40 millimeters of mercury as measured by Doppler. And there is mild pulmonic regurgitation. And ABI performed on October 20, 2012, shows ABI values of 1.05 0.5 on the right side and 0.95 on the left side. The test was interpreted to be normal. Pulmonary function test. Pulmonary function test performed on October 20, 2012. The pulmonary function test findings indicate infiltrative lung disease and pneumonitis. Chest X-ray performed on November 5, 2012. The chest X-ray shows the following findings. There is no gross cardiomegaly, hilar mass, and pneumothorax. There is limited bilateral posterior, medial basilar subsegmental atelectasis, and or fibrosis. There is limited discoid atelectasis in the left mid-lung field. No pleural or pericardial effusion is evident. The lungs are slightly hyperinflated. And there is moderate hypertrophic degenerative changes in the thoracic spine. Lab chemistry performed on December 19, 2012 shows sodium 141, potassium 3.5, chloride 103, carbon dioxide 27, anion gap 11, glucose 105, urea nitrogen 11, creatinine 0.9, calcium 9, glucose 144, albumin 3.4, WBC 15.7, RBC 4.08, hemoglobin 12.4. Next point, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the upper extremities. Arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the upper extremities performed on July 16, 2012. Please copy and paste the ultrasound study findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 20, 2012. Next point, venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. Please copy and paste the ultrasound study findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 20, 2012. Next point, aorta scan. Please copy and paste the aorta scan findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 20, 2012. Next point, lower extremity venous waveforms. Please copy and paste the lower extremity venous waveforms findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 20, 2012. Dipyridamole stress test. The dipyridamole stress test was performed on 20 March 2012. The findings were as follows. The left ventricular myocardial perfusion was abnormal. The left ventricular myocardial perfusion was consistent with one or two vessel disease. The global stress left ventricular function was normal. The stress left ventricular regional wall motion was normal. The stress left ventricular regional wall thickening was normal. The right ventricular perfusion was normal. The global right ventricular function was normal, and the right ventricular volume was normal. Paragraph assessment and plan. Number one, dyspnea. Today's visit, the patient is complaining of dyspnea upon doing moderate exertion. She denies having paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea or orthopnea, and she says that she is getting better. She is known to have COPD. We want to exclude any cardiac causes that could cause her shortness of breath. We have ordered a stress test, as the patient has multiple risk factors for getting cardiac diseases. She is to follow up after her stress test in our clinic in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue taking her medications. Point hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 125 over 72, which is well controlled. We recommended her to continue the same medication regimen and to adhere to a low salt, low fat diet, and to continue monitoring her blood pressure during her visits to her primary care physician. Point lower extremity edema. On today's visit, the patient denies having any lower limb edema. However, on her previous visits, she stated that she got intermittent lower extremity edema. Her recent venous Doppler ultrasound study excluded the presence of any acute DVT in vessels. She has been advised to elevate her legs at least 1 or 3 times a day. We will follow up with her sometime next visit. Next point, diabetes mellitus. She is to follow up with her primary care physician for tight glycemic control and repeat hemoglobin A1C below 7%. Obstructive sleep apnea. She's a known case of obstructive sleep apnea. She is currently on home CPAP therapy. She is to follow up with her primary care physician and pulmonologist for in this regard. Next point, upper extremity pain. On her previous visits, she used to complain of upper extremity pain on both sides. We had recommended an arterial ultrasound to be done on both upper limbs, and the test came out to be negative. We have recommended that she follows with her rheumatologist, and she is following with her regarding the pain in her upper limbs. She has stated that her pain has improved since last visit. Thyroid disease. We have advised the patient to follow up with our primary care physician and endocrinologist in this regard. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Linda Evans. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see the patient back in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kamar, dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad. This is the end of the dictation.